Chapter 2. High on a rocky promontory sat an electric monk on a bored horse. From under its rough woven cowl, the monk gazed unblinkingly down into another valley, with which it was having a problem. The day was hot, the sun stood in an empty hazy sky and beat down upon the grey rocks and the scrubby, parched grass. Nothing moved, not even the monk. The horse's tail moved a little, swishing slightly to try and move a little air, but that was all. Otherwise, nothing moved. The electric monk was a labour-saving device, like a dishwasher or a video recorder. Dishwashers washed tedious dishes for you, thus saving you the bother of washing them yourself. Video recorders watched tedious television for you, thus saving you the bother of looking at it yourself. Electric monks believed things for you, thus saving you what was becoming an increasingly onerous task, that of believing all the things the world expected you to believe. Unfortunately, this electric monk had developed a fault, and had started to believe all kinds of things more or less at random. It was even beginning to believe things it had difficulty believing in Salt Lake City. It had never heard of Salt Lake City, of course, nor had it ever heard of a quinquagillion, which was roughly the number of miles between this valley and the great Salt Lake of Utah. The problem with the valley was this. The monk currently believed that the valley and everything in the valley and around it, including the monk itself and the monk's horse, was a uniform shade of pale pink. This made for a certain difficulty in distinguishing any one thing from any other thing, and therefore made doing anything or going anywhere impossible, or at least difficult and dangerous. Hence the immobility of the monk and the boredom of the horse, which had had to put up with a lot of silly things in its time, but was secretly of the opinion that this was one of the silliest. How long did the monk believe these things? Well, as far as the monk was concerned, forever. The faith which moves mountains, or at least believes them against all the available evidence to be pink, was a solid and abiding faith, a great rock against which the world could hurl whatever it would, yet it would not be shaken. In practice, the horse knew 24 hours is usually about its lot. So what of this horse, then, that actually held opinions and was sceptical about things? Unusual behaviour for a horse, wasn't it? An unusual horse, perhaps? No. Although it was certainly a handsome and well-built example of its species, it was nonetheless a perfectly ordinary horse, such as convergent evolution has produced in many of the places that life is to be found. They have always understood a great deal more than they let on. It is difficult to be sat on all day, every day, by some other creature, without forming an opinion about them.